It's time for What's Up with the Labour Party's Grant Robertson.
Morena, Grant, how are you? Oh.
Quay, how are you?
Good, good, very good, thanks. I pulled the wrong fader up there. Hope you're having a good morning.
It is. It's a beautiful sunny day in Wellington today, which is always good.
It's just clouded over up here, so a bit jealous, I have to say. Hey, so we're talking about the WADA, and you've been pretty outspoken about them reinstating the Russians after the doping scandals of 2015.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is a really disappointing decision by WADA. Essentially, for those who haven't been following along, there was a major investigation and reveal of a systemic state-sponsored doping campaign of Russian athletes. That was drawn, obviously, to the attention of the world, and Russia was suspended from most international competitions, Olympic events, and so on. What WADA has now done is effectively allowed them back into international competition before they have met all of the requirements that were put on them, and two in particular. One was acknowledging what had happened, and secondly, handing over all of the urine samples that they held from the time in which the doping program was underway. And the reason that last point matters a lot to athletes is that there are still athletes out there who have got strong suspicions that they were beaten by other athletes who were part of this doping program, and there are medals and so on that probably would be stripped from some athletes and awarded to clean athletes.
Right.
So from an athlete point of view, they don't feel this is over. And, you know, my perspective is that I've looked New Zealand athletes in the eye, as the Minister of Sport, and I've said to them, I'm going to do my best to make sure that you're competing on a level playing field and in a clean competition. And this decision just makes that more difficult for me to be able to do that for athletes. So, yeah, very disappointing decision for WADA.
So why has this happened? Why are they reinstating them before all their requirements have been met?
Look, that's a really good question. I think it's because particularly the International Olympic Movement wants to get back to a situation where Russia's involved and things are normalised. And I can understand that, you know, for Olympic Games and related competitions to be the best global competitions they can be, you want everyone in there, and you particularly want Russia, a very large country, you want them involved as well. And I think there's a feeling that progress has been made, and that's undoubtedly true. There has been progress. So, you know, the actual laboratories in Russia are now, you know, being run by different people, and I don't think anyone believes right at the moment there is a state-sponsored doping program taking place. That's not the issue. The issue is that from an athlete point of view, we still haven't resolved what happened in the past.
Totally. So we're also talking about tax cuts, and you've said that you're not ruling out tax cuts in election year, which is a little bit different from what we sort of heard before. What's the deal with that, Grant?
Yeah, I mean, that's how it's been characterised, but I don't necessarily think that's exactly what I said. What I've said is that we've now got a report from the Independent Tax Working Group. What they have said is we're going to come back to you with our final report in February. And in turn, what we've gone back to them and said is, well, we want to see some options. We want to see a package, for example, that is what we call revenue neutral. So what that means is that the total amount of tax paid stays the same, but who pays that and how it's paid can change. So, for example, the working group has suggested as one option that there might be a tax on capital, the kind of capital gains type idea that people have talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you could do a package that changed what, you know, income taxpayers pay and, you know, potentially pay less. So it's more about having an option that not just increases, because if you just put in a tax on capital, that's going to increase the amount of money that the government gets. What we're asking is, let's see some options where that becomes a net neutral figure because we make some other changes. So that could mean some tax cuts for people, but what we're saying is it's too early at the moment to rule anything in or anything out. We've got to wait till February when the final report comes in.
If you're saying it's too early, this is probably too early as well, but how is that going to affect different income brackets, or how might that affect different income brackets?
Yeah, look, that will be up to the tax working group to come back and describe to us. I mean, what we said when we set the group up was that we wouldn't be increasing any personal income tax rates, and we wouldn't be putting any kind of tax on the family home or the land underneath it. All of that still stands, but if you are putting together an option where tax goes on to capital gains, but the logical place for it to come off would be either on income tax or potentially around GST, I guess, would be the other option. So that'll be up to the working group to come back to us and decide.
Right.
But we want a range of things so that we can look at those options and then make our decision after February.
All right. Lastly, we're going to chat a little bit about Jacinda and Baby Neve in the UN. Those are pretty cute pictures, I have to say.
They were, weren't they? Once upon a time, I used to be a diplomat at the United Nations, and I've sat in that General Assembly hall for many, many hours listening to speeches from world leaders. And I have to say that I can absolutely dead set guarantee that I don't think there's been the baby of a world leader in that debating chamber ever. So it's a really historic occasion, and just a great statement from both Jacinda as a person to other working mothers about what's possible and as a role model, but also just for New Zealand to be able to show what a progressive country we are, and that, you know, as I think Jacinda herself pointed out, she's the third woman Prime Minister that New Zealand's had, and that, you know, we can go on the world stage and say, you know, this is 2018, this is what's possible, and I just think it's fantastic.
I think it's also interesting because, you know, a lot of people have been criticising it, I think unfairly, saying it's, you know, a prop or something. But it's not a prop. It's a pragmatic decision. Working mothers have to, you know, make compromises in their the way that they work and stuff. And she's showing that you don't, you know, compromising doesn't necessarily have to mean not being able to be a mum or work. You know, you can actually do both those things. So it's really encouraging to see that.
Yeah, and I think that's the point that Jacinda makes often is that she's obviously really fortunate. You know, she has Clark in a position to be the sort of full-time carer, as well as having other people to assist her. Not every working mother's got that, and I think we've got to acknowledge that it's a real challenge for a lot of working mothers to juggle this, to be able to rely on family and friends and so on to get things to happen. And so I don't think Jacinda would pretend for a moment that her circumstance is the same as many working mothers, but it is a really important signal that we can do this, and that we should be able to create a situation where a working mother can be Prime Minister, and that's what we're all working on. And, you know, we need around the building here in Parliament when the Prime Minister's here, and we all get used to, you know, the fact that there'll be times when the Prime Minister's breastfeeding, and there'll be times when the Prime Minister has to duck out of a meeting to do something. That's exactly the environment we should create.
And
so
if
we enable anybody do a job like being Prime Minister, and I'm really proud of the fact that we're doing that.
If there's one thing you could see change for, you know, children and working mothers in New Zealand under this government, what would it be, Grant?
Yeah, look, I think from my perspective, we're doing a lot of that. So we've got the paid parental leave being extended out to 26 weeks, and I think that's really important as we get to that point, but just to give people that initial period, mothers particularly, that initial period with their babies. So I think that's really, really important. Making sure that we get good quality childcare arrangements developed that are accessible for everybody. And then just, you know, continuing to support and encourage flexibility in the workplace to allow people to be able to do what they do. So, you know, I think we're well on the way. But as I say, I'm really aware that for a lot of working mums, it's a constant juggle and struggle. And hopefully in Jacinda, they see somebody who truly empathises with them.
All right. Well, thanks, Grant. Thanks for chatting to me this morning. Have a nice day in sunny Wellington. We'll send some of that sunshine down here. It's very gloomy.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was What's Up with the Labour Party's Grant Robertson. Thanks, Grant.